"What?" Han cried, completely dumbfounded. Ray calmly pressed one button.
"Compressor," she explained.
Han flipped the switch for light speed again, and instantly the Falcon shot into hyperspace. The cargo ship disappeared behind them. They were safe at last. In all the excitement, Ray had almost forgotten their mission for the Resistance. She still had to convince Han to take them to the Resistance base. She decided to show him BB-8's map. Surely that would be the most compelling argument she could make. They all gathered in the Falcon's lounge and watched as BB-8 projected a vast star map above them. Han studied the map quietly. Finally, he spoke.
"Ever since Luke disappeared, people have been looking for him."
"Why did he leave?" Ray asked. Han took a deep breath and explained as best he could. After the fall of the Empire, Luke was the last of the Jedi. He took it upon himself to teach the next generation the ways of the Force.
"One boy, an apprentice, turned against him. Destroyed it all."
Han was staring determinedly at the ground. He went on to say that Luke was overcome with guilt. So the last Jedi had walked away from everything and everyone. The Resistance might have been counting on Luke to save the galaxy from the First Order, but Han had his doubts. Either way, Han refused to return to the Resistance base. But he did know someone else who might be able to help them. After a quick course correction, the Falcon zoomed out of hyperspace above a lush planet covered in lakes and trees. Ray stared out the window in disbelief.
"It's so green," she breathed.
Ray felt very, very far from home. She had never seen a single tree before, and now she was hovering over forests that stretched to the horizon. Suddenly, there was a break in the tree line, and a beautiful stone castle came into view. Han set down the Falcon in a clearing nearby. Ray walked down the exit ramp and took a deep breath. The air smelled. Ray didn't even have the words to describe it. But there was something clean and invigorating about the breeze that blew gently through the trees. It felt cool on her skin, completely free of sand motes and dry heat. The planet was both inviting and terrifying.